This podcast is for reflection and education only. It's not a substitute for therapy or medical care. If anything you hear feels overwhelming or unsafe, just simply pause and seek support from a qualified professional or a trusted guide. And let's continue. Hello, I'm Patrick Ryan, and this is the series Shadow as Teacher, Reclaiming the Hidden Self. And this is the guided meditation for Episode 7, Walking Whole, Shadow as Ally. Please do not listen while driving, operating equipment, or doing anything that requires your full attention. This work is here to support your healing journey and always in partnership with your healthcare professional, never as a replacement. So now, find a place where you can rest. Sit comfortably or lie down, whatever feels better for you. And just allow your body to settle in and adjust, shifting until you find that sweet spot where it says, yes, I'm held, I can let go now. Very good. And take a slow, deep breath in. And gently let it out. And again, a breath in. And release. Let each breath be the signal to body, to mind, to spirit, that it's okay to soften. And as you settle, you may notice the sound of my voice, the rhythm of your breathing, the simple act of being here now. There's nothing to fix, nothing to prove, only this moment to just be present. That's right. Imagine yourself on a wide path, perhaps one you've walked before or one that lives only in imagination. The path stretches forward into a gentle twilight, not fully day and not fully night. It's a place and a time of balance. It's a place and a time where opposites meet. And as you walk, notice how the air feels against your skin. Notice the earth beneath your feet, steady and familiar. Notice how the horizon glows, holding both light and dark, each leaning toward the other. This is the landscape of wholeness. Notice ahead on the path, you can see a figure waiting. Not a stranger, though it may appear in many or any forms. It may look like someone you've known. It may appear as a shadow outline or a luminous presence. It may feel more like energy than a shape. This is your shadow, not as enemy and not as burden, but as ally. Come to meet you. And as you approach, notice how it welcomes you. Perhaps with silence, perhaps with a gesture, perhaps simply with presence. You don't need to force anything. Just notice how this companion wishes to meet you now. And And you might remember times in your life when what first seemed like an obstacle later revealed itself as teacher. How the storm that once frightened you cleared the air. How the mistake that once shamed you became the doorway to wisdom. And just as those moments carried hidden gifts, so too does this companion. The shadow stands here, waiting, not to block your way, but to walk beside you. That's right. Imagine yourself now sitting with this ally, perhaps on a stone bench by the path, perhaps simply in the stillness of the clearing. And you ask silently, "What do you want me to know about wholeness? What do you want me to know about wholeness?" And listen. Perhaps words may come. Perhaps an image, a feeling, a sensation. Shadow speaks in many languages. It might remind you, "I'm not against you. I'm part of you." It might whisper, "The gifts you hide are the treasures I guard." Or it may simply place a hand on your shoulder, saying nothing yet, saying everything. Allow yourself to receive. That's right. You might imagine this encounter as the story of Persephone, who entered the underworld as maiden and returned as queen. Or as the image of Taoist, yin and yang, each carrying the seed of the other. Or as the alchemist's vessel, where opposites blend and transmute into gold. Let whichever image feels alive for you rise up. This is the archetype of walking whole. Now place a hand on your heart and another on your belly. And breathe into both hands. And as you do, imagine a thread of light weaving between them, upper and lower, conscious and unconscious, seen and unseen. And you can say silently, "You belong. I welcome you. Walk with me." And notice what shifts. Perhaps warmth. Perhaps a softening. Perhaps simply the sense of a deeper breath. This is integration. Not erasing, not conquering, but welcoming. Let yourself wonder now, what would it feel like to live with shadow as ally, not adversary? To carry both the cracks and the light, both the grief and the joy, both the fear and the courage. How might your relationships shift? How might your creativity deepen? How might your presence ripple into the wider world? Just notice what occurs to you and arises. Very good. Now, see yourself standing again, and this shadow companion rises with you. And together, you walk back along the path. Notice how the landscape feels different now. Perhaps the colors are richer. Perhaps the air is lighter. Perhaps you sense a quiet strength that wasn't there before. Step by step, in relationship, you walk whole, two companions as one being, integrated. And perhaps as you return, you can recall the Zen tale of the cracked pot that watered flowers along the path. Wholeness is not about perfection. It's about allowing even the cracks to become channels of beauty. And so, your shadow is not flaw, it's the opening through which life flows. Take a final deep breath in and release. And as you return to this moment, notice the ground beneath you, the air around you, the beating of your heart. And you can remember, shadow is not against you, shadow is for you. Shadow is your teacher, your ally, your lifelong companion. And together, you breathe, trust, and walk whole. That's right. And now, bringing all the benefit of this experience with you, you begin to come back to the present moment by reconnecting with your fingers and toes and your arms and your legs. And a nice whole breath in, gently and easily released. And when you're ready, open your eyes and step into more wholeness. This is Patrick. Thank you for being a part of this series. Feel free to repeat it again, as there's always more layers to work through. And I'll meet you either back here in this series or in one of the other offerings. Thank you.